Hi, everyone. Today, we'll learn about how global real estate company CBRE has built its compliance ambassador program into an enterprise-wide powerhouse. I'm your host, Bill Coffin, and this is the Ethicast. CBRE is the global leader in commercial real estate services and investments, with more than 130,000 professionals in over 100 countries. This 11-time World's Most Ethical Companies honoree is deeply invested in upholding a culture rooted in its values of respect, integrity, service, and excellence, better known as RISE. But how do you promulgate these values across such a vast and diversified workforce? A solution that many organizations turn to is to launch a compliance ambassador program. But such programs don't always take off on their own. Sometimes they need a champion to get the needle moving. Thankfully for CBRE, they found one, and their program has been making really impressive progress ever since. Joining us this episode to share her story and insights is CBRE Ethics and Compliance Director and Global Ethics and Compliance Ambassador Program Leader, Edith Chamberlain. Edith, welcome to the show.
Awesome. Thank you, Bill. Such a pleasure to be here today with you in Ethisphere.
Could you tell us about your personal journey into the ethics and compliance function at CBRE? I think a lot of E&C professionals would really enjoy to hear how you got into this space.
My personal journey to ethics and compliance is really a unique story and a great example of how your gifts will make room for you. I have been at CBRE for a total of 10 years, but ethics and compliance for 3 years. Prior to that, I served in an operations background at CBRE. And also I created a program called Cultivate that focused on top talent, collaboration, and employee engagement. That program was so successful that I was recognized by our division president for creating a program that promoted top talent. Of course, that same division president came and tapped me on the shoulder in July of 2020. And she said, Edith, we are creating a new ethics and compliance ambassador program. And I think you would be a great role model for it. We are only selecting 50 ambassadors throughout CBRE. Of course, I said, yes. I really didn't have any idea what my job was, but I knew that I was passionate about people and I was passionate about our RISE values. 2 months into being an ethics and compliance ambassador, I randomly received a phone call and I answered the phone and they said, it's not getting better. I said, I'm sorry, this is Edith. How can I help you? They said, it's not getting better. They said, you're the East Division Ethics and Compliance Ambassador and I'm calling you because my boss is bullying and harassing me. And at that point, I thought, oh, God, I don't know the bullying policy by heart. I don't know the harassment policy by heart. I've only been an ambassador for 2 months. What do I do? That gentleman, he kept talking and he said, you know why I called you? I called you because I felt like you were relatable, you were human, and that I could talk to you. And at that very moment, everything that was going on in my head, it stopped because I said, you know what? This person is brave and they want to speak up to me. And at that moment, I calmed him down. I listened to what he had to say, and I just led with my emotional intelligence. And I told him all the ways that he can report misconduct. After that conversation, I called him back 3 days later. And I said, hey, this is Edith, the East Division Ethics and Compliance Ambassador. I genuinely want to make sure you're good and you're okay. And he said, Edith, I don't know what I would have done if I didn't have you to help lead and guide me on how I can report this misconduct. Thank you, because an investigator from compliance has reached out to me now. In that moment, I had two thoughts. I thought that I was blessed to be able to work for a company that would create a program like this that believes in their culture and believes in their people. My second thought was, be the change that you want to see. That same division president that tapped me on the shoulder for this role, I went back to her and I had laid out an entire plan and PowerPoint presentation on how to bring ethics back to the forefront for the entire East Division. And I had pitched to her to have a global ethics and compliance week with all of these different activities where our senior leaders and herself would participate so that people actually know that we really care about our culture and our and ethics, and that it wasn't just a check the box exercise. Of course, she said yes, and she approved it. And she said, Edith, what do you need from me? I said, I want every alliance director on every one of our accounts to give me one person off of their account to help me launch this Global Ethics and Compliance Week. And of course, that's what she did. She gave me one person off of every account, and I launched this big Ethics and Compliance Week with all of these different activities to bring awareness to ethics and compliance. The Ethics and Compliance Week was successful, and another division reached out to compliance and they said, you all had a Global Ethics and Compliance Week for the East Division. We want one. Global Compliance said, we didn't have a Global Ethics and Compliance Week for the East Division. And they said, yes, you did. And so they forwarded them all of these emails, and they were from myself. And they said, well, we just launched a new Global Ethics and Compliance Ambassador Program. Edith is one of our ambassadors. So Global Compliance reaches out to me. And they said, did you launch this Global Ethics and Compliance Week for the East Division? And I said, yes. And they were like, who helped you to do this? Did marketing help you? Did the events team help you? And I said, no, they did not. I did it all. I wrote the comms, I laid out the plan, everything. I went to my division president, she approved it and everything. And they were like, whoa, we hope the remainder of our 49 other ambassadors that we brought on for this pilot is as passionate about ethics as you are. They said, job well done. I hung up the phone, and maybe 2 months later, I received a phone call from someone in CBRE that said, Ethics and Compliance has a job position available, and you would be a great candidate for the job. The position was to be the chief of staff to the chief of compliance and to grow the new Ethics and Compliance Ambassador Program and to be the program leader for that program. Of course, I applied for the position, and three panel interviews later, I got the job. For me, that story is a testament on how your hard work, your skills, your grit, your passion, and your gift will make room for you and afford you a seat at the table.
CBRE's Ethics and Compliance Ambassador Program, it has really grown substantially over the last few years. So can you tell us about some of the nuts and bolts of the program? And more importantly, how have you helped to grow it?
Our ENC Ambassador Program is built upon 1,700 plus amazing ambassadors throughout the business who volunteer their time to promote a speak up culture, our RISE values, and a thriving work environment. When you think about it, CBRE has 100,000 plus professionals globally throughout CBRE. 80 of them are compliance professionals, and 1,700 plus of them are ambassadors. Our ambassadors serve as the extra layer of protection for our culture and our people. They serve as the boots on the ground and the eyes and ears of compliance. Our ethics and compliance ambassadors, they attend monthly training calls that are considered risk to the business. They can be on anti-corruption, fraud, conflict of interest, data privacy, et cetera. They take that information, they promote awareness to their teams, and they educate their teams on CBRE's policies, procedures, and standards. Two of the major elements that contribute to the success of our Ethics and Compliance Ambassador Program, number one is definitely tone at the top. Bob Sulentic, our CEO, and senior leaders throughout CBRE, they believe in this program and they support this program. Every initiative that I've ever had, whether it be our Ethics and Compliance Ambassador Conference, award ceremony, God Ethics campaign. This year in April, we announced an advisory board for our ambassador program with 15 senior leaders throughout CBRE, chiefs and presidents who are endorsing this program. In June of this year, we also launched an Ethics and Compliance Ambassador certification for our ambassadors, and senior leaders throughout CBRE have always supported these initiatives. Additionally, I have a amazing chief of compliance and management and an entire ethics and compliance function that has supported this program, promoted awareness of this program, and even supported our local ambassadors. So number one, tone at the top has to be strong in order to have a successful ambassador program. Number two, as a leader of the program, something that has always been my number one priority is to make sure we have a solid foundation for our ambassadors to thrive in a positive environment. The great thing about our ambassador program is we like to meet our ambassadors where they are and encourage, empower, and give them the tools so that they can succeed. For instance, our Philippine team of ambassadors, they believe that ethics and our RISE values should be able to appeal to people of all different ages and all different generations. It does not matter whether you are a baby boomer, a millennial, a Gen X, or a Gen Y. So they came up with the idea, how about we have a breakdancing TikTok contest to promote a speak-up culture? And as the judge of this initiative, it was really a great initiative because you see different ambassadors bringing their personality to the videos, but they're also promoting speak up, don't bully others, respect each other, right? What a great initiative, a fun initiative to be able to push our RISE values to the forefront, right? Also, we have a ambassador in Canada. She feels like when you join a new company, it can be overwhelming, right? And sometimes you want to have a trusted expert or someone who you feel is a role model to reach out to. So as an ambassador in her area, she's teamed up with our people team and she will send emails to all new employees introducing herself. And she also tells about her role as an ethics and compliance ambassador and that CBRE is the world's most ethical company. And if they need anything, then you can reach out to her, right? So she is serving as that trusted expert for when new people join the company. And really that's the role of an ethics and compliance ambassador, to serve as a role model and an influencer to our culture. Another way that we try to create an engaging environment for our ambassadors to thrive is our ambassador program is gamified. So what do I mean by that? So when they're creating a TikTok dance-off contest to promote ethics, when they're creating newsletters or presenting on anti-corruption or anything like that, they get points for everything that they do. And so we have a Power BI leaderboard and they can look on there and see where they rank. Are they a top 10 ambassador, right? It creates friendly competition. The great thing about that is we try to award our rock star ambassadors. We may give out swag to them. We spotlight them on our monthly training calls. We spotlight them on the global intranet. I mean, then also I set up coffee breaks with our senior leaders. I mean, how many times do you have a chance to be able to meet with the chief or president one-on-one or with the group less than five people, right? So this is an opportunity for you to speak with the senior leader, tell them why you believe ethics is important, why you became an ambassador. And it's also a chance for the senior leader to get to know who you are and congratulate you on a job well done. Those are just a few examples on how we create a thriving work environment for our ambassadors and really just a positive atmosphere.
Well, I love the breakdancing contest idea so very much. And I only hope that you guys got some terrific video off of that, because I can imagine that would have been just an awful lot of fun. What are some words of advice that you could give to ethics and compliance professionals out there who have been inspired by what you have shared already and might want to replicate your success within their own organization?
Of course, your tone at the top is really so important. But success doesn't come from what you occasionally do. It comes from what you consistently do. And our Ethics and Compliance Ambassador Program has been a diligent work in progress. I have had the pleasure of seeing this program evolve from 50 ambassadors when I was just a volunteer along with that 50 to now evolving and growing the program to the 1,700 plus ambassadors to date. Don't look at this program as just a program. Look at this program as an experience. Look at it as an investment in your people and your culture. When I see our Ethics and Compliance Ambassador Program, I see top talent. I see problem solvers. I see collaborators, people that are willing to come together to make a difference from CBRE. It does not matter whether they are a maintenance tech in the field, a manager, or even a VP. The great thing about it is when I can see them come up with different ideas like the TikTok dance-off contest, or when I can see them creating motivational emails to send out for Motivational Monday, or maybe they are deciding to do a compliance week for their own area. Those are all different ideas on how we are pushing ethics and our RISE values to the forefront. Because remember, individually we're great, but it's collectively when we bring our gifts and our talents together, then that's when we can produce those world-class results for CBRE, our clients, and our stakeholders.
Well, Edith, that's just fantastic. Thank you so very much for sharing your professional journey with us, as well as shedding light on the ongoing success story that is CBRE's Compliance Ambassador Program.
Thank you, Bill. Really appreciate the opportunity.
To learn more about CBRE's Corporate Responsibility Program, visit CBRE.com and mouse over the About Us tab at the top of the page. And for a terrific blog post on Emily and the great work that she's doing at CBRE, be sure to check out the link posted in this episode's show notes. I'm Bill Coffin, and this has been the Ethicast. For more episodes, please visit the Ethisphere YouTube channel at youtube.com/ethisphere. And if this is your first time enjoying the show, please make sure to like and subscribe on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Thanks so much for joining us. And until next time, remember, strong ethics is good business.